All right, we're taking a look at this question of whether or not it makes a difference in how your bra fits. Okay, and we have these choices about your bra should fit well. We know that it does, and you had your A, B, C, and D options. Which one did you choose? Okay, here's the correct answer. D, all of the above. In addition to keeping your breasts from bouncing around and improving their shape and appearance, a well-fitting bra can be helpful in other ways, including preventing injuries to breast tissue and improving your posture. Bras that don't fit properly can cause back problems, muscle tension, and headaches. This gets back to what I was discussing a little earlier today when I pointed out some of the problems that can be caused by a bad bra, and sometimes the lady or the teenage girl is thinking that the problem's with her breasts. As I said, sometimes the issue may be breast size. Maybe your breasts are too big, and if you had the size reduced, maybe those problems would be alleviated. Back problems, muscle tension, headaches. But sometimes it really isn't the size of your breasts that's the problem. Sometimes the problem is the bra. And as strange as this may sound, it is a good idea sometimes to talk with someone who really has some training when it comes to helping a person, helping a girl, helping a lady be fitted for a bra that will work best for the individual. Sometimes now, so just thought I'd share that with you. Okay, how about this one? This is another true or false statement. To figure out your chest size when you're buying a bra. Now notice now, at this point, you're figuring out your chest size, okay? So, to figure out your chest size when you're buying a bra, run a tape measure over the fullest part of your breasts and around your body. Is that true or false? In order to figure out your chest size, and I really want you to pay close attention to what we're saying now, because shortly I'm going to be asking a question that is similar to this one, but it is not the same question. It will not be the same question, so have those pop quiz brains in motion. Okay, so here we go now. To figure out your chest size when you're buying a bra, run a tape measure over the fullest part of your breasts and around your body. Is that true or false? Okay, the correct answer is false. The most accurate way to determine your chest measurement for your bra size is to run a tape measure just under your breasts and then round your rib cage and your back. The tape measure should lie flat and not be too tight or too loose. Now, once you do that, you're going to take note of the measurement, and then you're going to add 5 inches to get your chest size. So to get your chest size, again, put the tape measure just under your breasts, and then wrap that tape measure somewhat loosely, not real loose, not real tight, just a fairly snug fit around your rib cage and your back. Then look at that measurement and add 5 inches. That will give you your chest size. If you get an odd number, then round down to the next number. I know it might be tempting to round up so you can give yourself a bigger number. Feel even better about your breasts and the breast size. But don't round up. Round down to the next number, because bras tend to stretch. And so remember now, your primary goal here is to try to get a good fitting bra. And so in order to get that chest measurement, that chest size, put the tape measure just under your chest, take it around your rib cage, on around your back. Look at that measurement, take note of it, and add 5 inches. that will give you your chest size. If you get an odd number, round down to the next number. Okay, how about this one? Another true false. You need to know your chest size in order to figure out your cup size. Of course, with cup size, you know, dealing with the size of the bra. True or false? You need to know your chest size in order to figure out your cup size. The correct answer is true. To find out your cup size, now remember I was telling you to listen closely to what I was sharing with you regarding how to get your chest size. And I said there are going to be some similarities, but they won't be the same when you get ready to take another measurement. Well, here's that other measurement. Now, this is what you're doing. You want to know your cup size now. So now what you're going to do is run a measuring tape across the fullest part of your breast. Wouldn't it be tempting to take the tape measure across the fullest part of your breast when you're trying to get your chest size? But no, that's not when you do that. To get the chest size, put the tape measure under your breast. To get the cup size, run the tape measure across the fullest part of your breast, then make a note of that number and subtract your chest measurement from it. If the difference is less than 1 inch, your cup size is AA. If the difference is 1 inch, you're an A. If the difference is 2 inches, you're a B. If the difference is 3 inches, you're a C, and so on. So let me give that to you again. With your chest size, you wanted to put the tape measure under your breasts and take it around your rib cage and around your back. And once you get that measurement, add 5 inches. If you get an odd number, round down to the nearest number. That gives you your chest size. Now, you're going to use your chest size to help you figure out your cup size. So, to find out your cup size, run a measuring tape across the fullest part of your breast and make a note of that number. Then subtract your chest measurement from that measurement that you just took. When you took that measuring tape across the fullest part of your breast, make a note of that number and subtract your chest measurement from that number. If the difference, after you've subtracted, if you come up with an answer that's less than 1 inch, your cup size is AA. If, when you subtract your chest measurement from that measurement you just took, your cup size is A. If it's 2 inches, you're a B. If it's 3 inches, you're a C. And so on. All right. Now, here's another true false. And this one is probably going to be a giveaway to you because we really touched on this a little earlier. Actually, we really talked about it. And so you've been given the answer to this one. So my guess is, you know, except for those of you who weren't able to really focus because you were really working on that report that you were writing up, you couldn't really concentrate, you may or may not get this one. I'm pretty sure a lot of you are going to get it. Here it is. A sports bra can be a good first bra. A sports bra can be a good first bra. Well, the answer to that is correct. True. The correct answer is true. Sports bras, which are designed to prevent a woman's breasts from moving around too much when she's playing sports, can be good first bras for many girls because they have flatter cup areas. Some tops and dresses also have built-in bras, so you might not need a traditional bra for a while. Okay, true or false? Some girls have hair around their nipples. You know, speaking of hair, let me say this to you too. Let me share this with you. Don't assume that because it's hair, it's nasty or dirty. That's not true. The hair around your nipples isn't nasty just because it's hair. The hair on your legs isn't nasty just because it's hair any more than the hair on your head is nasty just because it's hair. Now, you may or may not prefer to have the hair, but don't beat yourselves up seeing yourself as being dirty because you have hair? What about your pubic hair? Don't you wash? Okay, you wash. You're clean. Hair isn't nasty or dirty just because it's hair. All right, so here's your true or false question. Some girls have hair around their nipples. The correct answer is true. Because of genetics and hormones, some girls have more hair on their bodies than others, and this can include the area around the nipples. If you want to get rid of that hair, you can try tweezing or waxing. Be careful, be safe. Or you can talk with your doctor about other options, such as electrolysis or laser treatment, though those options can be pretty expensive. True or false, breast pain or soreness is always a sign of a medical problem. Now think about some of the things we've talked about earlier today with regards to breasts. Some of you who may have heard a conversation that we had about sex and pregnancy earlier in the week. Think about what you've heard and answer true or false. Breast pain or soreness is always a sign of a medical problem. The correct answer is false. It's common to feel some pain or soreness in your breasts, particularly when they're beginning to develop or during your period. Breast soreness is often part of premenstrual syndrome, PMS. Caused by changes in hormone levels, PMS also can include cramps, headaches, and mood swings. The soreness and the other effects of PMS should go away as your period starts, but breast swelling and tenderness can happen for other reasons, including pregnancy. So it's important to know what is normal for you and talk to a parent or your doctor if you're experiencing anything unusual. Parents, see why I wanted you to be in on this discussion, so that when your teen daughter comes to you about these kinds of questions, hey, why are my breasts feeling a little sore? You can ask, well, does it seem like your period is getting ready to start? Developmental ages, and that's stages. And that's why I wanted the teen guys in on this. Again, get a chance to get this information. If you have teen daughters, who knows? Who says that your teen daughter would never want to come to you with questions like this? I know that there are teen boys who sometimes are more comfortable asking questions about their development of their mothers than their fathers, whatever the reason. Even when the father is a good father who is there, has always been there for and with the son. Okay, so anyway, true or false, teens don't need to do breast self-exams. Teens don't need to do breast self-exams. True or false? The correct answer is false. A breast self-examination, which is when you examine your breasts for development, but also for changes, can help women find cysts or other non-cancerous breast problems between medical checkups. It also may help detect breast cancer. Although breast cancer is extremely rare among teens, getting into the habit of checking your breasts can help you understand how they normally look and feel, so that it will be easier to notice anything unusual later on when you're older and you need to be picking up on those kinds of changes. I'll be right back.
So God made good.